unlimited obeisances.
China.
And the dust of the lotus
April
feet of my most worshipable Dakshi Gurudev. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Prabhupada. Nitya published Om Vishnu Pad Astuta Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnupad Astodara Satashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
Om Vishnupad Astodara Satashi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
To all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and to all the assembled devotees. So I'm very happy to see so many old friends again from Nanning and Guangzhou and other provinces, and also those of you who I haven't met before. Jamuna Devi, who knows what the needs are of the assembly, suggested that in these 5 days of 2 classes a day, we discuss the whole of Bhagavad Gita intermingled with stories from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
我说呢,可以呢,讲佛家梵歌和呢,这个呢,佛家宝堂,这个结合的讲。Can
I first see a show of hands of anybody who has read the whole of Bhagavad Gita?
有谁完整的读过佛家梵歌的举下手。So
it seems that you're already familiar with it.
就是比较熟悉的哈。Yes, some.
Okay.
But not the deep meaning, actually. Just like reading, you
know. Uh-huh.
But not study.
Okay. Okay. So I was very happy to see both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam on Mukhara Didi's altar. Because our Prabhupada said that they're not actually books, it's Krishna who took the form of the book. And the book has all the power of Krishna.
因此呢,这些经典的话呢,
to detach us from matter, to cleanse our heart, to give us peace and happiness.
把我们呢从物质那里切开断，就像说呢，把我们呢断以物质呢断解关系，以及呢给我们呢智慧，让我们呢心平气和等等这些知识。
To take away all undesirable qualities in our hearts and to give us all desirable qualities.
给我们呢这些要不得的品质呢坏的品质拿走，而且赐予我们呢我们所渴望的这些呢美德这些品质。
In the 1970s, during our Prabhupada's time, a household couple was traveling in a van distributing Prabhupada's books.
当时呢,在70年代,有一对奉献者的夫妇,他们专门驾了一部车,就是全国跑,派这个国家梵歌的,他们两个夫妇做这个服务。So
they asked Prabhupada if they should bring deities with them, deities of Radha and Krishna, to perform arati and worship
during the traveling.
At the appropriate times. And also to offer their boga to, so that they could have prasadam. So Prabhupada said, you can offer arati to my books. Just take out my books and they're also like the deity. So, as we've heard from Srila Gurudev several times, the key to understanding the books is in the hands of the pure devotee. So the most powerful thing is hearing the books from the pure devotee.
所以的话呢，Gurudev呢也事实上提到了那个掌握经典的这个钥匙的话呢，在呢纯粹奉献者的这个手中啊。所以我们这钥匙的话呢，就要从纯粹奉献者那去聆听。
And to that end, you all had the good fortune of seeing Srila Gurudev a few days ago.
那么你们都有这个幸运，大部分在座的都在几天前见过Srila Gurudev。
Because when he speaks, not only is his words Shabda Brahman or transcendental sound that wipes away all material contamination, but whether he's speaking or just looking at you, prema atoms emanate from his body to take away illusion and to give love for Krishna.
这样的一个奉献者的话，他的言辞，他口中流露出这个话语的话，也可以清理我们内心中，就是说身上这些污染，以及要不得的东西。那么同时，就算他不说话，他只是坐在那里，或者看着你的话，那么从他身上散发出来这种 prema 这种光芒，或者是原子的话呢，都能够净化我们。
Somebody once asked Gurudev, "What are you thinking about when you look at us?" And he said, "The prema atoms are coming out of my eyes on the person."
Onto that person. 那么有一次，有个奉献者就问了 Gurudev 这个问题，他说：“你在看我们的时候，你在想什么？” Gurudev 说呢，这个 prema 的这个原子从我的眼睛里面灌注。
So in the absence of his physical presence, he told us how to pray to his books.
所以的话呢，在Gurudev说在我没有亲身临在的时候呢，如何向他的书籍祈祷。
Before reading and during reading, we pray to our Diksha Guru, our Shiksha Guru, the whole disciplic succession, to Mahaprabhu's associates, to Radha and Krishna and their associates.
那么在我们打开一本书或在阅读的过程中的话呢， 我们首先将自己的启迪灵性导师Diksha Guru 还有训示灵性导师Shiksha Guru 以及整个使徒床系的话呢，Mahaprabhu等等祈祷。
To Yogamaya, who is the embodiment of all of Krishna's pastimes. If we take all the pastimes and put them together in a shape and form and personality, that's Yogamaya.
还有呢，像Yogamaya这个呢， 这个Yogamaya女神祈祷，因为呢，你把 Krishna 所有的逍遥时光融合在一起的话呢，就是这个人格化身Yogamaya 女神。
And we especially pray to the author of the book, to the person who's speaking in the book, say in Bhagavad Gita, that's Krishna, and to the person who's hearing, that's Arjuna.
那么呢，我们向这本书的作者。 以及这本书的讲述者，还有就是比如说《薄伽梵歌》讲述者呢是 Krishna，作者呢是 Vyasadeva，那么呢这个聆听者呢Arjuna，向这些呢祈祷。
And also to, if there's any personalities who the speaker is speaking about, we pray to those personalities as well. Like if, for example, if Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikit about the gopis, so we'll pray to them as well.
还有呢，这个书中的讲经者的话呢祈祷，比如说瓦堂里面呢，这个讲经者的话呢，是呢，Sukadeva Goswami，在向呢这个呢，Parikit大君呢讲述呢，种种机密，包括呢木牛姑娘等等这些机密，那么我们也向他们这些里面的这个人物呢祈祷。
We pray that, please let your words come into my heart so that I have the deepest understanding of what I'm about to read.
那么我们向这些人物祈祷呢，是恳求他们，让他们的话语能够进入我们心中，让我们对这些呢经典有个更深刻的认识。
I cannot understand anything on my own, and therefore I'm praying for your mercy.
因此呢，我们有这种心态，说我不能够独自明白这里面的奥义，因此的话呢，我恳求你们的恩慈。
You're all my Shiksha Gurus, and you're all sitting with me, so that's how I can pray to you.
所以呢，你们都是我的训示灵性导师，Shiksha Guru，因此你们都坐在我旁边，这也是为什么我向你们祈祷的缘故。
And as we mentioned in Guangzhou a few days ago, when the speaker is saying so many prayers before class, and when the hearers are hearing so many prayers before class, they're both praying to the personalities in the prayer for the same thing, that please, the speaker is praying, please decorate my statements, and the other is, please purify my ears so that I can hear the thing in its deepest way, so that I can come out the other end of hearing or speaking as a pure servant of my guru and of Radha and Krishna.
那么在讲课之前呢，讲经者和呢听经者实际上呢都应该说出这个祷文呢。那么说出这个祷文的意思呢，就是说呢，讲经者呢要求呢，说出这个祷文的时候呢，恳求呢能够呢，就是去呢，这个这些人物能够去修饰和呢美化他的这个讲经也就是说是他们来讲的，而不是自己讲。那么呢，听经者的话呢，也恳求呢这些超然人物能够净化自己内心。
And with that, we'll begin our study of Bhagavad Gita. Because there are 5 days, we'll try to cover 2 or 3 chapters per day so that we get a whole overview.
那么我们在以这种方式学习《博伽梵歌》这本书了，然后有一个大体，大概5天时间，有一个大体的学习。 2 or 3 chapters.
In a day. In a class.
Yes. I think you can more Bhagavatams.
Yeah, along with the stories of the Bhagavatam.
No need to like rush. No need to rush. Only like sled. No need a rush to finish all. Yeah.
Okay.
那么这个期间讲的这个国家梵歌师姐以及配合国家瓦堂的一些逍遥时光。
So that will be our plan for the for the 5 days.
这是我们5天的这个内容。And
if in the course of the days you want any particular subjects stressed within Gita and Bhagavatam, just let us know and we'll try to cover that.
如果呢有的奉献者有特别的要求需要呢在课堂里面添加这个内容的话，我们可以就是说再做一个安排。那么主要的是呢，佛教瓦堂和佛教梵歌这个结合的课程。Okay.
So, the background, one other thing. Even though some of us are starting in the later years of our life of study of these transcendental literatures.
那么有的人的话呢，就是在稍后的话呢，才开始学习这本超然的这个经典。这人就说，不是一开始就学习。
And even though by our material experience, our memory is not that expert.
那么也因为我们的这个物质躯体的缘故，我们的记忆力并非很好。Still,
our spiritual memory is not dependent upon our material memory.
但是我们灵性的记忆并不取决于物质的记忆力。So,
if it's at all possible, at least in our local language, to memorize some of the key verses of Bhagavad Gita.
所以如果大家有可能，我建议你们用当地的话，或者说普通话也可以，就说要记住这些师姐的含义，如果背不了那些梵文等等。That
will give us even increased power in sharing Krishna consciousness with others.
因为这会增加我们跟别人分享 Krishna 自觉这个信息的时候，这个力量，因为是经典的师姐嘛。
And that will also take us out of confusion at the times that we need it.
而且在我们迷惑的时候，人生之中遇到迷惑的时候，这些师姐会帮到你的忙，他会出来。So
I'll mention when we come to those important verses, a few of them.
我们会提示到重要的师姐。So
Prabhupada writes in one of his purports that you can tell the importance of a conversation by who's speaking.
那帕帕德呢，在要旨里面提到了，就是说呢，我们通过明白是谁说的话，那么我们就能够猜测到这个话有多重要，就是说话的人是谁。
If two drunkards are speaking, you know that it's not important for you to go over and pay any attention.
如果是两个喝醉酒的酒鬼在那里说话，那你可以猜测一下呢，这个对话里面呢，这个内容没有什么可取的。
But here, he who breathes in and out innumerable universes.
但是这里呢，是那一位呢，在一呼一吸之间的话，就能创造呢，毁灭呢，无数宇宙的人。
Who is the source of billions of incarnations?
也是呢，就是呢，就无量的这个化身呢，这个源头。
He himself is giving transcendental knowledge.
他本人在这里呢，给出了这个超然的知识。
Krishna says later in the Gita that whatever is material and spiritual, I'm going to tell you everything in a shortcut nutshell.
那么呢，在后面哈，在稍后的话呢，Krishna也在阿朱兰哈提到了，他说呢，无论是物质的还是灵性的哈，我将呢，把呢这个核心的哈这个东西的话呢哈，在短短时间呢全部给出来给你。
And by having this knowledge that I'm speaking to you, you'll not be disturbed at the time of dissolution. Or created the time of creation of the material world.
他说你具备这种知识的话呢，在这物质世界的创造和毁灭之时，你都不会迷惑。
And for anyone who gives his attention to this conversation, then he's always victorious and always opulent.
那么对于那些将这个信念的话呢，专注力呢，集中于这一场对话的人的话呢，他总是呢胜利的，而且呢总是呢富裕的。
In Vrindavan, many of Gurudev's senior disciples, even though they give classes on very esoteric and confidential literatures like Gopi Geet or Venu Geet or different pastimes with Krishna and the gopis, still they're training the devotees who come into their classes in learning the several verses from the Gita.
那么在一个哈，古鲁殿呢，在槟榔达门的庙里面有的很高的奉献者哈，他们呢就是说呢，通常呢讲述的话题，比如说呢是哈，Gopi Geet、Venu Geet、弟子之歌或是牧牛女之歌，但是呢，对于新来者的话呢，他们总是哈倾向于呢就是用国家梵歌的一些师节哈来呢训练他们的啊，这是这样，他们就是说呢，他们的品味在那位置，但对新来者的话呢，他们依然倾向于哈用国家梵歌的师节然后教育的。
And Krishna himself encourages us in that direction, where he says in the fourth chapter,
那么呢，Krishna本人也在这里哈，这方向的话呢，鼓励我们，尤其是在呢，在国家梵歌第四章里面,
that even if one has been the most sinful of all sinners, if he's situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge, then he can cross over the ocean of all miseries.
那么这个世界呢，提到了哈，尽管一个人是罪人中之罪人哈。 就是说，但是呢，他一旦呢哈处在呢这个超然知识之中啊，也能立即呢哈能够呢跨越这个呢哈生死之涯啊，这是这门知识哈给予一个人的这个力量。And
just like if we're out in the dark, out in the street in the darkness, or alone in our apartment, and it's very dark, sometimes it's scary. We get afraid of ghosts or somebody banging on our door.
就像我们在那哈这个黑夜哈在街上行走啊，或是自己一个人待在哈那个。 暗室里面哈，那我们会害怕哈，有人怕鬼哈，有人怕人呢突然敲门呢，等等。But
then in the morning when the light comes out, then the fear goes away.
但是呢哈，当太阳出来哈，在天亮的时候的话，这种恐惧感呢就自然消失了。So
Krishna says in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita that just as the sun illuminates everything in the daytime, by which darkness is destroyed.
那么所以呢 ，Krishna 在《国家梵歌》第五章也讲到哈，就像太阳呢哈出来，在白天时候呢，所以呢哈就是说呢，消除了这个呢黑暗。
So by this knowledge, all the darkness of ignorance is destroyed, and this knowledge illumines one's whole conceptions and life.
那么呢，就像这门知识的话呢哈，也同样的哈，铲除呢哈这个愚昧的黑暗了啊，并且呢照亮了一个人呢关于生命中的哈生命的概念。
Or just as wood is consumed by a blazing fire,
那像火哈被呢这个呢，这个木头被火呢所燃烧。
So this transcendental knowledge consumes the fire of this transcendental knowledge burns up all of our sinful reactions.
所以呢，这个超然之时哈，这个烈火啊，也同样呢，把我们哈这个罪恶反应呢，报应的话呢，全部呢烧成灰烬。
Our Srila Prabhupada explained in one class that if our eyes are not seeing through the eye of scripture, then our eyes are just like peacock feather eyes.
那么当时帕帕德呢也解释了哈，如果我们的眼睛呢不是呢哈，经由经典哈，用经典的眼光去看待万事万物的话呢，那么这个眼睛啊就像一个孔雀上哈，那个假眼睛一样哈，是假的。
You all know that the peacock feather eyes are very, very beautiful, but they can't see anything.
我们都知道哈，孔雀羽毛上的哈这个眼睛哈，小眼睛呢，那个眼睛呢很漂亮，但是呢是什么都看不见的。
So Prabhupada encourages us that everyone should be Jnana Chakshus, seeing through the eyes of transcendental knowledge, or Shastra Chakshus, seeing through the eye of scripture.
所以呢，爸爸的鼓励呢，哈，每一个他的每一个门徒吧，哈，成为呢这个 Jnana Chakshu 啊，或者是呢 Shastra Chakshu， 就说呢，用经典哈，用知识的智慧的眼睛呢，哈，看待这个世界。
For example, Krishna says in the 7th chapter of the Gita that I am the taste of water, I am the ability in man, I am the original fragrance in the earth. These are all my energies. And when the energy is there, then the energetic source is also there, so we can take solace in Krishna's presence.
所以的话呢 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面哈，其中一个篇章也讲到这个事情哈，我是水中的甘味。我是人的能力哈，我也是呢哈这个土地的这个芬芳啊，所以呢这个能力啊，这个能量的展示呢哈在那里，那么意味着呢这个能者哈，这个能量的拥有者呢也在那里，所以呢 Krishna 的这个灵在呢也，他的灵在呢是可以呢哈品尝得到的啊。
In the I think 9th chapter, he says that I am the supreme shelter, I am the master, I am the most dear friend.I'm the beginning, middle, and end of everything. I'm the eternal seed. I am the resting place.
那么在第九章的话 ，Krishna 其中也提到了哈自己的位置哈，我是自尊的这个呢哈庇护所啊，我是呢开始啊宇宙的开始啊中间和结尾啊，我也是呢一切的哈这个种子啊。
Okay. What's the truth of the matter here?
那么这里面的真理是什么？啊，真相。刚才提到这些真相是什么？
So Krishna says that, O Arjuna, you should know, this is in the 10th chapter, you should know that there is no truth greater than me.
所以呢在第十章呢 Krishna 对 Arjuna 也说过哈，没有东西呢哈，没有真理呢比我更大。
Everything is resting in me as pearls are hung on a thread.
啊，所有东西呢哈都在我之中哈，就是如线穿珠啊，如线穿珠啊。
I think you've all tried to speak to friends and relatives about your involvement in Krishna consciousness.
嗯，就像我们每个人哈都想跟自己的哈亲戚啊朋友啊啊分享一下我们在不省自觉中的哈这个活动等等。
And so you know that everybody has various conceptions of God.
这样每个人好像对神的概念哈都是不一样的。
So in Bhagavad Gita, by knowing Bhagavad Gita, we can very clearly and authoritatively give the right conception.
这样呢，如果呢哈通晓《薄伽梵歌》呢，我们可以非常清晰哈。而且非常有权威感的呢，就是把这个概念呢给别人的。
Okay, so very briefly, we'll discuss the background of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
首先的话，我们讲一下的话，《薄伽梵歌》啊这本经典的话，它的背景是这样子的。
Well, at this point, let me ask how many here have never read Bhagavad Gita?
有几个人是从来没有读过《薄伽梵歌》的哈？可以举下手。
Only a couple. And how many have?
I think more than this.
How many have never read the whole of Bhagavad Gita?
就是有人没有完整的读过《薄伽梵歌》的哈，举下手，没有完整的读过《薄伽梵歌》的。
So most everybody has read little bits here or there. Okay. So. Krishna is the reservoir of all truth and all pleasure and all worlds.
那么呢哈 ，Krishna 的话呢哈，是所有呢这个真理哈，所有世界的哈，这个呢被称为储库哈，这个总和。
At the same time, he's the best friend of everyone.
但与此同时呢哈，他又是众生的良友。
He says in the fifth chapter of the Gita that anyone who knows me as the beneficiary of all sacrifices, as the Lord of all the worlds, and as this best friend of all living beings, he alone can attain peace from the pangs of material existence.
所以的话呢，在第十五章呢，哈，Krishna也讲过了哈。如果任何人都知道呢，我是所有牺牲祭祀的哈，这个终极这个祝福者啊，终极的这个呢赐予者，也是呢，
I'm the beneficiary of the all sacrifices.
Of all sacrifices, that means all sacrifices are meant to please me. And I am the Lord of all the planets and demigods, and I'm the best friend of all living entities.
他说我是所有牺牲祭祀哈所取悦的对象。
I'm the Lord of all the planets. And the supreme friend of all living entities.
也是呢,这个呢,众生的自尊的良友。So
one who knows this, he alone can attain peace from the pangs of material existence.
如果一个人知道这个道理的话的话，就能够从呢哈这个呢物质生活的痛苦中获得呢平和。So
even though he's the Lord of all existence, millions of universes come out of him. Still, he's a friend in a medium-sized human form.
所以呢，尽管呢哈他是所有的这个呢哈宇宙的源头了哈，宇宙呢从他而来，但是呢同时呢又是呢众生的哈这个呢朋友。And
just as the sun appears in the morning on the eastern horizon and disappears on the western horizon, even though it's eternal, so Krishna appears in certain families of great devotees in order to glorify those devotees.
所以的话呢，像太阳哈，从那东方的地平线上哈升起，在西边呢啊落山了。那么，但是而且同样的话，Krishna的话呢，在他伟大的奉献者的家族中显现，以荣耀哈这个奉献者。So
Krishna is the cousin of Arjun, the cousin brother of Arjun, and his four brothers.
那么呢，所以Krishna的关系来说的话呢，他是阿朱呢哈，以及呢他四位呢，Pandava五位兄弟的话呢，这个呢表兄弟。The
father of Arjun and his four brothers is King Pandu.
那么Pandava五兄弟的哈，这个父亲呢称为呢潘度王啊。
And the brother of King Pandu is Dhritarashtra, the blind evil king.
那么呢哈，这个潘度王的这个一个兄弟的话呢哈，就是呢，Dhritarashtra，这个呢是一个眼睛瞎的哈，而且呢心思呢哈是邪恶的啊，这么一个国王。The
100 sons of Dhritarashtra try to unlawfully usurp the kingdom of the world, of the whole world, which rightfully belonged to Arjuna and his brothers.
那么Dhritarashtra哈，这一百个儿子的话呢哈，试图呢篡位了哈，就是说呢。 想夺取这个王位，而这个王位呢是呢合法的，应该属于潘德瓦五兄弟的，就统治整个地球的。So
Krishna, because he came to this world in order to protect the pious and destroy evil, he wanted to get rid of that very bad government and establish Arjuna and his brothers as the leaders.
所以呢, Krishna 因为他显现在这个世界上是为了保护虔诚的人而铲除邪恶，因此的话呢，他显现在这个 家族的话呢，是为了哈，就是说呢，铲除呢哈这些就是说坏的政府哈，就是以这个呢哈，Dhritarashtra哈为首的这些啊，就是说呢国王，而呢哈树立呢潘德瓦五兄弟哈作为呢统治者。In
the hopes that there are no spies in this room, I'll share with you that Gurudev said at the airport a few days ago.
就是我们这屋子应该没有密探哈，没有卧底哈。
This government should be overthrown, and a good government that doesn't make any bans should be established. So the pure devotee is called Satya Sankalpa. That means, don't repeat what I said when you go out to other people.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
That is the freedom for speech freedom.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say yes, but it's duality, you know?
Right.
Something yes, something no.
Right. So we need to take care. So, so the devotee is such a sankalpa, that means what he says comes true. Okay. So, now there's a civil war. Krishna ordered that there must be a civil war so that all the sons of Dhritarashtra could be destroyed and the good leadership of Arjuna and his brothers could be established. The secretary of Dhritarashtra, his name is Sanjaya. And he is a disciple of Śrīla Vyāsadeva, who is Krishna's literary incarnation for manifesting all the Vedic literatures, by whose mercy we can have knowledge of everything in all the scriptures, without whose mercy we would know nothing.
我们现在所有的这些经典,没有他的仁慈的话呢,我们对这些人是一无所知的。
So because he was such a submissive disciple, Sanjaya, to Vyāsadeva, Vyāsadeva gave him Divya Drishti, or transcendental vision.
因为呢,这个Sanjaya的话呢,是一个很顺服的这一个门徒了,因此的话呢,他的灵性导师Vyāsadeva呢,赐予他呢,这个呢,对,what's that?
Divya Drishti, or transcendental vision.
超然的视域,灵视。
I don't know if you've seen Gurudev's Bhagavad Gita, but one of the pictures in Gurudev's Gita, which was done under his direction, you'll see that Vyāsadeva is some golden light is coming from his eyes onto the body of his disciple.
那么这画的话到了，然后Vyāsadeva的这个眼睛哈，射出了一些光芒哈，进入了这个三加啊，他的三加呀哈，这个心中，这个身上。And
actually, Gurudev wanted that light, and he was even giving guidance on how the light should look.
那么Gurudev呢哈，想要这个光哈，就是射出来啊，要在画上哈显现出这个光，并且呢，他给出来怎么画这个光线。So
by this, Sanjaya received transcendental knowledge, vision.
也是通过这个哈，就是说这一点的话呢， Sanjaya的话的获得呢哈，这个超然的这个视域。
And became a pure devotee.
成为一位呢哈，纯粹的奉献者。
This is very instructive for us to know that if we are surrendered and submissive to our guru.
那么这对我们来说也是有教诲意义的哈，就是说呢，当一个门徒呢哈，当我们呢完全顺服一个guru的时候。
Then he puts a transcendental television set in our hearts. So that we could see everything in the material world and in the spiritual world. It's stated in Prabhupada's book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, that just as one who knows the real tree, all the details of the real tree, knows all the details of the shadow of the tree, which is much less details.
那么这个简易星球旅程这本书星际旅程这个帕帕的一本书里面呢，他提到了如果一个人对一颗真正的树细节啊。 很了解的话呢，他对这个树的影子呢也是很了解的，因为呢，真正的树的这个呢细节的知识的话呢，比这个影子呢更为详尽。如果他对这个树都有了解的话呢，那影子就更不用说。So
because the pure devotee knows all the details of the spiritual world, therefore this shadow world It's very easy for him to know all the details.
因此呢，一个纯粹奉献者，因为他完全了知灵性事件啊，这个真正的数了。那么他呢，对这个末世事件呢一目了然的啊，对他们来说是很简单的啊，在里面的规律运作的规律，他完全清楚的。It's
not that he just knows how to quote scriptures, and he's a very loving father, but also he knows everything that's going on in our lives.
这样一位纯粹奉献者，并不是只是呢会引述经典啊，或者是一个有爱心的父亲啊，看起来啊像一个慈父哈，或者是慈母等等。但是而且呢，实际上呢，他完全呢知道呢所在进行的一切哈，物质世界发生的一切。
And he blesses his surrendered, sincere disciple with his power.
而他呢也赐福哈他的这个呢啊真诚的这个门徒啊，或者是追随者的话呢，以真正的能量啊能力。
So therefore, Sanjaya, when he's speaking to Dhritarashtra, was able to see what was happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra with Krishna speaking to Arjuna, even though it was 90 miles away. He saw the whole thing and he heard the whole conversation.
实际上呢，也三加也呢，因此呢，哈，得到他灵性导师的祝福，哈，能够呢，哈，看到库鲁兹野上所发生的一切，啊，就是九十里以外的，啊，九十里以外，而且呢，能够听到呢，哈，Krishna在这战场上呢，对Arjuna所说的这个呢，哈，著名的对话。
So as the scene opens up in chapter 1, Dhritarashtra says, O Sanjaya, having assembled on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do being desirous to fight?
那么呢，他这个开篇的话呢，哈，就是呢，Dhritarashtra哈向三家呀咨询呢，哈，询问呢这个战场上的事情呢，哈，他说呢，哈，云集在战场上，啊，现在呢，我的儿子哈和呢，哈，潘祖呢，众子的话呢，啊，跃跃欲试哈，究竟他们在哈要做什么？
Govinda Priya, who is brought up in Krishna consciousness from her birth, will sing the verse with me. Dhritarashtra uvacha dharmakshetre kurukshetre samaveta yuyutsava mamakak pandavais chaiva kimakor vatasanjaya. Good. Sometime, because we have classes in the morning and the evening, she could give separate talks to you during the day on how she grew up in Krishna consciousness and what that kind of life is like when you get it from birth. And Vasanti Didi can also give many talks to you during the day.
那么呢，Govinda和呢，Vasanti呢，都可以讲一下哈，他们自己的这个体验啊。那像Govinda呢，他出生这个奉献者哈，Vaishnava的家庭里面。Because
although Vasanti has only been practicing Krishna consciousness for 7 years, unlike Govinda, who's been practicing for all the 21 years of her life.
那Vasanti的话呢，哈，在修习 Krishna 自觉大概有7年时间哈。那么像Govinda那样子，他呢，是出生在一个哈奉献者家庭里面的。
She's one of Gurudev's intimate circle for going on all of Gurudev's tours. So she's had so much association with him. So either we can schedule it or you can grab her at any moment. And she could share with you her experiences with Gurudev. So the fact that Dhritarashtra asked, this is also very significant for us, the fact that Dhritarashtra asked Sanjaya, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do being desirous to fight?
就说呢，我的儿子哈，以潘达啊，潘度呢，潘度五子的话呢，他们哈就是说呢，在那里呢哈，准备作战啊，他们究竟要做什么？Shows
that his sons were going to be defeated.
现在这也展示了哈，他的儿子的话呢哈，100个儿子即将哈被击败。
It shows that he was thinking my sons and the sons of Pandu, even though they were all relatives.
他这里面想的哈，我的儿子哈以及潘度五子哈，实际上他们都是哈亲戚来的。
I am this body, this is my family, these are my enemies. I care about these people, I don't care about those people.
我在乎这些人, 我不在乎那些人。
such a person's life will be defeated.
那么这样的人如果他有这种眼光或者是这种视域的话呢，他们的人生是会失败的。
Where on the other side, Sanjaya tells Dhritarashtra that anybody who's on the side of Krishna, because Arjuna was on the side of Krishna, he always knew victory and opulence and all mystic power.
所以后面的话，Sanjaya讲到了哈，任何人的话，如果呢在 Krishna 那边哈，因为 Arjuna 就是在 Krishna 那边的，那么他将呢永远是胜利的哈，不可争夺的。
And when he began explaining what happened on the battlefield, he said.
那么当他开始哈解释这个战场的时候呢，他就讲到了。
That having assembled in this place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, that was how he began. Because it was a place of pilgrimage, a place of religion, which even the demigods valued as a very important place, therefore the influence of religion would conquer over the influence of irreligion.
现在这个呢，三加人呢就提到了这个战场的特别性了哈，这战场呢是库鲁之野哈 ，Kurukshetra。实际上这个地方的话呢，被称为呢朝拜之地啊，就是说，甚至是半神人的话呢，都极为哈看重这个地方的。所以这证明的话呢，这个地方的宗教力量呢，将会呢击败呢非宗教的力量。
And somehow by causeless mercy, I was allowed to go on a few walks, morning walks with Prabhupada, and on one of them, he quoted that verse about that wherever there's Krishna.The master of all mystics and Arjuna, the supreme archer, there'll always be supreme opulence and victory. So then Prabhupada said, so if you're on Krishna's side, you'll always be victorious.
所以呢，有几次哈，这个清晨散步的话呢，哈，我参加爸爸的几次清晨散步，其中一次的话呢，他引述了哈国家梵歌这个世界了哈，哪里有呢哈，这个呢，一切神秘力量之主哈 ，Krishna， 还有呢哈，这个呢。弓箭手啊，这个就这强大的哈弓箭手的话呢，Arjuna，那哪里就有呢哈这个呢胜利和富裕啊。
So then Sanjaya begins to explain who's on each side. That here are all the archers on the side of your son Duryodhana, and here are all the archers and warriors on the side of Arjuna and his family.
所以呢，这时候呢，哈，三加人呢就开始呢，哈，解释呢，哈，两军呢，啊，对峙两军的这个呢，兵力哈，以及呢，他们的将士啊，等等。
Then he explained how both sides blew their conch shells.
然后双方哈已经吹起了哈这个呢，战士海螺啊，这个战就是开战的这个海螺。
And how Arjuna requested Krishna, who even though he's God, because He always likes to serve his devotees. He became the chariot driver of Arjuna.
那么这时候的话，阿朱呢就邀请 Krishna 了哈。尽管呢他是至尊本人哈，但是的话呢，他总是呢哈乐于呢服务他的奉献者。虽然这时候呢哈，他呢成为阿朱呢哈这个呢，就是说呢这个御车手啊，就是说呢他驾马车的。
In fact, he even used to shoe Arjuna's horses. Or to speak of serving Arjuna, he used to serve Arjuna's horses.
他甚至的话会服务呢阿朱呢这个马车上这个马匹啊哈，给他们哈喂食啊等等。
And there's one story that Gurudev told about from the Bhagavatam of Krishna and Arjuna lying on the same bed.
那么这 Gurudev 讲到了哈，佛家宝谈一段逍遥时光了哈，讲到呢 Krishna 阿朱呢躺在一双床上。
But Krishna's head was on one side of the bed, and Arjuna's head was on the other side of the bed.
那么一个人的头呢哈，在一个床的一边哈，另外一个人头呢哈，在另外一边呢。
And Krishna's feet were lying on Arjuna's chest, and Arjuna's feet were lying on Krishna's.
那么呢哈 ，Krishna 把他的莲花指呢放在阿朱呢的胸前哈，那么阿朱呢是呢把他的脚呢也放在 Krishna 胸前。
And they were being fanned by their various queens.
他们哈被呢各自的王妃啊，就是呢来上啊上。
And from every pore of Arjuna's body, the name Krishna was coming. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
那么从 Krishna 阿朱呢的哈每一个毛孔里面哈，这个呢圣名啊 ，Krishna 哈从里面呢冒出来啊 ，Krishna, Krishna.
Even though Arjuna is such a great devotee, and we want to follow him, we want to understand Bhagavad Gita as he understood it.
那么尽管阿朱呢是一个伟大的奉献者，我们也想哈像他一样的明白那佛家梵歌。
We learn from Gurudev that the highest devotees are the residents of Vrindavan.
我们也从哈 Gurudev 那里学到了哈，实际上最高的奉献者呢是在那 Vrindavan 啊。
Because there's less of an opulent consideration of who Krishna is. Arjuna is a resident of Dwarka. Where the residents see Krishna sometimes as their friend and relatives and sometimes as God. And when Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form, he said, "Oh, please forgive me for acting with you as my friend and sometimes eating on the same plate as you." Whereas when Krishna showed his universal form to Mother Yasoda, who only sees him as his son, as her son, even when he's lifting a mountain.
当这个 Krishna 向耶稣的妈妈展示他的这个宇宙形体，而呢，他只是把他当做一个儿子，甚至包括他举起钩儿当山的时候。
And when Krishna was in the role of a helpless boy, and actually thinking of himself as a helpless boy because he surrenders to the mood of his loving devotees.
因为 Krishna 皈依他的这个充满爱心的奉献者，所以呢，他把自己呢，就感受为呢一个呢无助的小孩子。
The boys, Krishna's coward friends, went to complain to Mother Yasoda that, oh, Krishna was, instead of eating the sweets that you gave him, he was eating earth. So Mother Yasoda said, oh, I heard you were eating earth. And Krishna said, no, they're lying. They just made a conspiracy against me. And then Mother Yasoda said, but your brother Balaram is also saying the same thing. And Krishna said, oh, they gave him a bribe, so he joined the conspiracy, but they're all lying.
How can the words be so mature?
Huh?
Like a boy's word.
Hmm?
It sounds like a boy's word.
Oh, they joined together to.
Okay.
Like some spy.
So Krishna, Mother Yasoda said, "All right, well, if you're not eating earth, then open your mouth and I'll take a look."
所以当时耶稣的妈妈说，你没有吃泥土，你把你的口给我张开，我看一看。So
when he opened his mouth, Mother Yasoda saw millions and billions of universes in his mouth.
所以当耶稣的妈妈把嘴张开的时候的话，看到里面数以亿万计的宇宙在口中。She
saw all time, past, present, and future in his mouth.
看到时间的三个时间相，过去、现在、未来，在他口中。
She saw all the material elements, all the senses, and she even saw herself with Krishna drinking her milk inside his mouth. So she's so intimate in her mood towards Krishna that he's just my ordinary child. Even when he displays great opulence, that she thought that some ghost or demon was haunting her son. Or haunting her. And she said, all right, close your mouth and don't eat earth again. And why did Krishna eat the earth? Why would God eat earth? Because that earth, the dust of Vrindavan, was traversed by his pure devotees, like the gopis and the gopas,
his
parents. So he wanted to show that if he worships his devotees, then everybody else should too.
So
So as Arjuna's servant, Krishna said, here Arjuna ordered Krishna, all right, now pull my chariot in the midst of the two armies and show me who I'm supposed to fight with. So when Krishna pointed out the enemies, this is Bhishma and Drona and Karna and others.
那么当Krishna就指出了这个敌人对方，就是像Bhishma、Drona和Karna等等。By
pointing out the enemies, Krishna himself was reducing their lives.
所以呢，只是指出这个敌人，Krishna本人已经减少他们的受限。So
there was no really hard work for Arjuna.
所以对Arjuna来说，已经不是很难的事。In
fact, later in the 11th chapter, Krishna said, when he showed his universal form, and all the warriors on both sides were entering his blazing mouths. Krishna told Arjuna, time I am, the destroyer of the world, and I've come to engage all men. I'm doing everything, and you can only be an instrument in the fight. So Arjuna asked him, ordered him actually, as a chariot driver, please show me all the relatives and all the those who are desirous to fight. So Krishna pointed out all the enemies. And then by realizing, oh no, these are all my relatives, my friends, my grandfather, my uncles, my cousin brothers. Then he told Krishna, oh, my body is trembling, my skin is burning up, my lips are drying up. I've lost all composure due to weakness. I can't even stand up. He was so depressed that he just finally sat down and dropped his bow. This is also very instructive for us. At the end of the book, at the end of the half hour of their discussion, although at the beginning Krishna said, how can I kill them? At the end, Arjuna said, never mind, I shall kill all of them.
So at the beginning, Arjuna said,
I can't. And he said, never mind, I shall kill all of them. So when I say this is instructive for all of us, I don't mean that we're supposed to kill our relatives or be mean to them. But in remembering that actually they're not my relatives. All living beings, Krishna says, are my parts and parcels. They're in me and are mine. One who receives this knowledge, Krishna told Arjuna, he'll never again fall into illusion. So knowing that everybody is part and parcel of Krishna, I automatically want to help everybody to become Krishna conscious. I don't let my relatives influence me that, well, they think I'm this body, so I should too, and I shouldn't try and help them become Krishna conscious.
我们哈就说呢，不让亲戚呢哈会让我们再次呢哈就是说呢，激发我们这种哈具体概念哈，我是这个身体哈，你是我亲戚等等，而是让啊他们明白哈什么叫 Krishna 自觉。
But by knowing that they're all divine beings, all eternal souls beyond birth and death, beyond time and space, then I get a new respect for them.
所以我们重新用另外一种视域哈看待我们的以前啊亲戚了。因为他们也是一个呢，啊，神圣的存在，啊，就是一个永恒的，哦，没有生没有死的这么一个，啊，就是一个灵性的啊存在。
And at the same time, I don't become, I become not influenced by them because I can see that they're just ignorant and suffering.
嗯，同时呢，我们又不受他们的哈这个影响，啊，因为他们这种愚昧哈，还有呢，因为这种愚昧而受苦哈。
Eating meat, fish, and eggs, and becoming, as Gurudev said at the airport to you all, in their next life becoming fish and getting caught and eaten.
啊，就说呢，我们所谓的吃鱼啊、肉啊、蛋啊等等这东西，哦，所以后来呢，在飞机场的时候 ，Gurudev 提到哈，对一个非洲裔的哈夫妇哈说的啊，两个黑人啊，说呢，如果你吃这些鱼等等，你下次呢，你变成鱼哈，要被人吃的。
And eating foods that are not meat, but still are in the mode of ignorance that bring down the consciousness of the soul, like mushrooms, garlic, onions.
啊，或是呢，哈，吃些愚昧形态的食物，哈，像呢，菌类的，啊，还有呢，葱啊、蒜啊等等这些。
So then I start seeing through the eye of scripture.
而是呢，哈，我们要开始呢，哈，用经典的眼光，哈，去看一切。
And when I look at them, instead of just seeing them as one particular age.
看到的人哈，不是呢某个特别的年龄的。
I start seeing them transmigrating through different species.
哦，看到他们哈所经历的生生世世。
Changing bodies in this body from childhood to youth to old age to death and then another body.
而且这辈子呢，你也看到某些人哈，就是比较亲近的人呢，他们从年幼哈到年老哈，这整个躯体的变化。
And then changing bodies in so many species.
然后呢哈，他看到他们呢哈，在不同的种族生命里面去轮回。
In the second canto Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives the example of a bubble comes up in the water in an ocean, and it's there for a moment, and then it pops and goes back in the ocean.
所以呢，这个《薄伽瓦堂》里面有个例子讲到哈，这就像呢一个气泡哈从水里面呢啊钻出来，最后呢到底的时候呢就爆了啊，然后没了。
So the souls, after billions and billions of births of transmigrating up the species.Become a human being for a few moments and then go back down.
所以呢，我们很多人呢，哈，都是这样子的，哈，经历了很多的生生世世的，哈，这个轮回啊，获得一个人生啊，啊，这么转出来后呢，哦，然后呢，又掉下去。
So simultaneously, I develop greater respect for everyone, and at the same time, the vision of compassion.
所以呢，我们对众生的话呢，哈，对我们亲戚啊。同时呢哈，有一种尊敬的哈，就尊敬他作为灵魂的哈这个层面的尊敬。另外一方面呢，要有一种呢哈怜悯之心啊，啊，因为看到了很多人呢，哦，即将走过人生之后呢，实际上他就会掉下去。
So it's very funny what Arjuna was saying to Krishna, in expressing that I'm not going to fight.
嗯，所以Arjuna呢哈向 Krishna 说了哈，我不作战哦。
And we can learn a lot from that too.
这一点的话呢哈，我们可以从中哈学习的。
Like he said, O Govinda.Of what avail to us is happiness, kingdom, or even life itself, when those with whom we want to enjoy it are arrayed here in this battlefield.
那么他其中一个论点呢，哈，就像啊 Krishna 提到的哈，他说呢，哦 ，Govinda 哈，当我们想一起享受的这些人哈，都死在我们面前了哈，那么所谓的哈这个快乐啊、王国啊、等等这东西又有何用呢？又有何价值
？So it's funny because he called Krishna Govinda, which and saying.Govinda, how am I going to have any happiness? How am I going to have any happiness by this fight?
嗯，所以他称哈 Krishna 为 Govinda 啊，并且说呢哈，在这场战争之中，我能获得什么快乐呢
？Because Govinda means one who gives happiness to all the senses, to the land, and to the cows.
因为 Govinda 这个名字的话呢，本来就是那个哈，能够呢给予呢感官哈、土地呀、还有牛啊啊带来快乐的人。
So he's saying, your name is Govinda, but I don't see how I'm getting any happiness out of this. Because I want to enjoy with my relatives. And you want me to kill them, who am I going to enjoy with?
所以呢，这时候呢，哈，他称 Krishna 为 Govinda 哈，就说呢，我究竟啊，
有什么好可享受的呢？哦，可以呢，哦，就是说呢，带来给我带来快乐的呢？因为这些呢，我可以与之一起呢，哈、哦，享受的亲戚的话呢，哈、哦，即将呢死在我面前，哈、哦，即将我要把他们杀掉。
But the real meaning of Govinda is that if you satisfy Govinda's senses, then automatically all of your senses are satisfied.
但是呢 ，Govinda 这个词的这个意思呢，哈，就是说呢，你如果去满足呢主 Govinda 这个感官的话呢，那么你所有的感官都能得到满足。
So first satisfy Krishna, like water the root of the tree, and then automatically all the leaves and branches are watered.
所以呢，实际上我们首先哈去满足呢这个哈这个主的 Krishna 的哈感官，就是像给呢树的根呢浇水一样，那么这个树的叶呢哈就得到滋润。
And he also addressed Krishna as Keshi Shudan, which means killer of the Keshi demon.
那么这时候呢，他有另外对 Krishna 一个称呼呢，叫 Keshi Shudan 啊，就 Keshi 魔的屠者，屠杀 Keshi 魔者。
So that's also funny because this means he's saying you're known as Keshi Shudan, the killer of the Keshi demon.
嗯，那么这里面讲的哈，你是以呢哈 Keshi 屠者哈 Keshi 魔的屠者的话呢，而著名的。
But you're not known as Nanda Sudan or Yasoda Sudan. You're not known as the relative of your father,
the killer
of your father. So why do you want me to kill my superiors?
而呢哈，你不是以 Nanda Sudan 或是呢哈 Yasoda Sudan 哈，就是杀掉 Nanda 或杀掉 Yasoda 的人哈，这种名字而著称。那你为什么叫我去杀掉我的亲戚呢？我的朋友呢？
Again, forgetting that. He's Govinda, which means you satisfy his senses, and automatically, your relatives are automatically benefited.
嗯，所以呢，这时候忘记了哈 ，Govinda 哈，你去服务呢主 Govinda 的这个感官的时候呢，你所有的哈亲戚啊，所有这些人的哈感官都能够得到满足。
So, then Krishna told Arjuna that while speaking very learned words, that oh, sin will overcome us, and we don't want to be violent, we want to be non-violent. While speaking so many learned words, actually you're mourning for what's not worthy of grief.
所以呢，这时候呢，哈，Krishna一个总结的哈，就讲到了哈，你好像听起来哈，说了很多聪明之话，但是实际上呢，你为一些哈不值得悲伤的东西呢哈而悲伤。
For the wise lament, neither for the living nor for the dead.
对于真正有智慧的人哈，不为生者哀哈，不为死者悲。
And then he explains a series of verses. Telling about the eternality of the soul.
所以这时候呢，紧接着哈，他给出了关于灵魂的是永恒的哈这门知识啊，这个世界很多世界陈列啊，这个是这个命题啊。
And Krishna was smiling when he was teaching Arjuna about the eternality of the soul. And even though he was seeing Arjuna in so much distress, Krishna was smiling. Does that sound nice?
所以呢哈，尽管呢哈看到呢阿朱呢是处于呢哈这种呢哈痛苦之中啊，但是呢。当 Krishna 讲述灵魂是永恒这个命题的时候，他是面带微笑的啊。这个啊。
So why was Krishna smiling to see his friend in distress?
为什么看到他朋友哈这样啊，就是这么伤心的时候呢，他依然是笑的
？It's because suppose now all of you are staying here in the same room or in a few different rooms, but you're sharing rooms with your god brothers and god sisters.
嗯，就像很多奉献者哈在这里一起住下来。跟神兄弟姐妹呢分享一间屋子啊。
And suppose your god sister or god brother is having a bad nightmare.
那么其中有一个神兄弟或神姐妹的话呢，哈，做了噩梦，僵梦。
And he's dreaming that he's falling off a cliff or some monster is chasing him.
可能哈梦到自己从悬崖上掉下来，或是被一个哈一个魔鬼哈追着。
So you don't get all distressed about it with him, and he's screaming out, "Help! Help!" A monster is chasing me.
叫出来哈，说有鬼哈，有东西跟啊跑啊追着我哈，他可能会叫出来。
But you just say, "Hey, it's okay. Wake up."
但是你只会轻轻的说哈，没事的哈，醒过来吧哈，醒过来。
By the one stroke of waking him up, then automatically all of his miseries are gone.
因为实际上对那个哈把他推醒的人的话呢哈，他的这个僵梦哈，这个噩梦呢就了断就结束了。
Or as our Srila Prabhupada told us at the beginning of the movement, if your $1 million problem is solved, then automatically all your $10 problems are solved.
所以当时呢，巴巴德有一个很著名的话哈，就说你又解决了百万块钱的问题呢，你10块钱的问题肯定解决，这小问题啊。
Then he explained, "Never was there a time that I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future will ever any of us cease to be."
所以他解释了灵魂呢有几个很著名的事迹哈，他说呢，过去、现在和未来哈，从没有一个时刻的话呢， 啊，你和这些国王哈、啊，还有我的话呢，从没有存在过，或是呢，啊，将来呢，某个时刻呢，哈、啊，我们会停止存在的。
Then he said the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course, are just like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons.
啊，他说到了哈、啊，这个呢。哦、喜怒哀就是我们的哈，这个呢，痛苦和快乐哈，这个出现的话呢，就像一年的四季的更替一样哈，来来又去的。
They arise from sense perception, O Arjuna, and one should learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
他说呢哈，这些感官的快乐和痛苦的话呢，来自于哈这个感官的哈这个感受了。哦，一个人学会呢哈去容忍它。
That which pervades the body is indestructible. Nobody can kill the imperishable soul.
哦，那个呢哈，变透的哈，这个身体哈。这个呢，灵魂的话呢，哈，没有人可以呢，哈，伤害他，杀掉他。
Okay, now suppose what's the benefit here for us as the reader? Suppose I'm in some miserable situations.
比如现在我的日子哈过得很痛苦。
And then I'm telling myself, because I've learned the verses of the Gita, or if I haven't learned it, I'm reading the Gita and I'm remembering what Krishna says there.
嗯，那么我们记得哈 ，Krishna 呢在《薄伽梵歌》里面讲到了哈，因为学习了这些细节。
But because I'm new in Krishna consciousness, and I mean I'm also new, because Krishna consciousness is a many lives process, it doesn't have its full effect because I don't have full faith in Krishna's words.
那么尽管我们呢是个新人呢，而 Krishna 自觉呢有时候要花上几辈子哈来走这个过程的，所以我们对这个师节里面的一些经典的话，实际上并非呢有完全的信心。
So what's the use of reviewing his words when I don't have full faith in it?
如果呢，我们对这经典呢没有完全信心的话呢，我们这个哦重复的学习有什么用呢？
It's like this. Suppose you have a rock, and you're trying to make an impression in the rock by making the rope go back and forth.
哦，就像我们有一个岩石哈、哦、石头啊，你要在上面留下这个痕迹啊，用那个绳子来磨哈、哦、这个石头。
So nothing's happening, but gradually, if the rope keeps going back and forth, gradually an impression will come.
啊，一开始看起来没什么哈，这个绳子是软的嘛哈，石头是硬的，你在摩擦，没有什么痕迹啊。但是呢，如果你持续这个过程呢，这个摩擦过程呢，这个痕迹呢哈就会留下来。
So by thinking of these verses and simultaneously praying, as we mentioned at the beginning, praying to my Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vyasadeva, and so on, then they'll give power. To realize the verses.
所以呢，通过不断的哈铭记起呢这些师节哈，并且去祈祷啊，向自己的灵性导师啊，啊作者哈 ，Vyasadeva 等等祈祷的话呢，逐步呢哈这些师节呢会给我们力量啊。
The power doesn't come just from reading.
这个力量的话呢，不仅仅是只是来自哈你拿起来读哈就行了。
But it comes when there's simultaneous prayers and simultaneous service to the mission of Guru.
而呢，同时的话，你要有呢这个祈祷哈。在里面，并且呢，有你的哈对咕噜这个服务啊，在里面的话，你才能够明白这个世界。
And then he grants the power.
他实际上哈给我们哈恩赐这个呢力量。
Just like Vyasadeva granted that transcendental vision to Sanjaya.
啊，就像 Vyasadeva 的话呢哈，将这种超然的能量的话呢，啊赐予呢他的这个哈奉献者啊这个门徒啊啊 Sanjaya.
There's a very beautiful story in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Which is the kind of the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么在呢哈 ，Brihad Bhagavatamrita 哈，这个三藏三菩萨米的一本书里面呢，有个很美丽的哈故事啊。实际上这本书呢是呢对盛典国家瓦坛的一个总结。
There was the Guru, Gop Kumar, who had come from Goloka Vrindavan after he attained that state.
那么有个 Guru 哈叫 Gopa Kumar， 那么他呢已经
Gopa Kumar
Kumar is not the Guru. No Gopa Kumar.
I know, but he became the guru later.
Swaroop?
Yeah.
It's Swaroop, the guru.
Yeah. And he had a disciple named Jana Sharma.
Jana Sharma. Okay. Who is
the guru? The guru is Gop Kumar, and he had a disciple named Jana Sharma.
那么有个灵性导师哈，叫那 Gopa Kumar 哈，那么他呢是从 Goloka Vrindavan 下来的哈，他也是急着灵修哈，成就之后呢。哦，再次下来的。那么他有一个门徒叫呢 ，what is his name？
Disciple Jana Sharma.
Jana Sharma, Jana Sharma.
And he was explaining to his disciple all the different tattvas, all the truths about Krishna consciousness.
当时呢，这个 Gopa Kumar 哈，向他这个门徒啊，讲述呢所有哈这个灵性的真理啊，在真这个就是真理。
His disciple had faith in him.
哦，这个门徒呢，对这个灵性导师有信心。
And now he had the Siddhantic knowledge.
也有一些呢哈，这个西单塔哈，终极结论方面的知识。
But he didn't have any realization.
但是呢哈，没有觉悟哈，没有觉悟。
Like us, we hear, we repeat, but to realize it is another thing.
哦，就像我们一样哈，我们聆听的，我们也知道啊，但是呢，去觉悟的话呢，是另外一回事儿。
So then, Gopa Kumar put his hand on the head of Jana Sharma.
所以当时呢哈 ，Gopa Kumar 这个灵性导师的话呢哈，将他的手呢哈放在他的这个呢哦门徒呢啊 Jana Sharma 的这头上。
And Jana Sharma closed his eyes, and when he opened his eyes, he saw himself in Krishna Loka.
哦，当这个哈，这个 Jana Sharma 的话，然后闭上眼睛了哈，接受他这个灵性导师这个摩顶哈，那么呢，他呢睁开眼睛的时候呢，已经在了哈 Goloka Vrindavan。
So the time of the day in Krishna Loka was about 4 p.m. or so, when Krishna was just coming back from herding the cows.
那么这个时间呢，刚好是大概四点钟亮哈，就是呢 ，Krishna 呢就带着牛群呢哈，已经呢返回家中哦，在呢这个路上。
And when Krishna saw him, and he saw Krishna, they both ran to each other to embrace each other.
哦，当 Krishna 看到他哈，他也看到 Krishna 的时候呢，两者呢哈就跑过去，然后互相拥抱。
So this is the mercy of Guru.
那么这个称为呢哈灵性导师的哈。
We can try, we could do all the duties, but until the mercy comes.It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen by our own endeavor, but our endeavor is required to show that we really want it.
啊，我们的话，只是的话，靠着我们的努力的话呢，还不行的哈。还有最终的话，这个孤独的仁慈。当我们的这个努力的话呢，实际上最终的话呢，实际上就是说呢，就是说确定一点，就是说呢，我们想要这个东西。
Just like I
这个愿望，
sorry.
我想要，所以我才做出这么大的努力。
Just like I think you all know the story of Mother Yasoda binding Krishna.In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
就像亚瑟的妈妈哈，捆绑 Krishna 哈，这个呢，逍遥时光一样哈，大家都知道。
This one here.
就像这个画里面画的。
Even though Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mother Yasoda only saw him as her dear, helpless son.
尽管呢 ，Krishna 哈是至尊性格神手，但是亚瑟的妈妈看来哈，他只是一个呢，无助的一个小孩子，他自己儿子。
So she wanted to make sure that he wouldn't grow up to be a naughty person.And get into so much trouble, so she wanted him to have good character.
所以呢，哈，母亲的话呢，都想自己孩子的哈，能够成长的哈，一个品行良好哈，并且呢，不那么淘气的哈，那么一个孩子。
So she thought I should teach him a lesson and bind him.
所以呢，她觉得哈，我应该教训他哈，要把他绑起来啊。
But because he's God, even though she got all the rope in the house, and her gopi friends gave her all the rope in all their houses, still.The rope was always 2 inches too short and didn't bind Krishna, even though his waist was only a few inches.
所以呢，尽管哈，就说 Krishna 是神的哈，所以呢，耶稣的妈妈把家中所有的绳子哈，以及呢哈邻居啊，所有牧牛姑娘哈的绳子呢拿过来，依然哈不能够捆绑的哈，它只是呢几寸的哈这么呢一个细腰啊，还是缺的哈两个手指那么长。
So finally, when her face was turning all different colors like yellow and red.And she was so determined, she was thinking, I'm not going to have my gopi friends laugh at me. If I have to fast for years, I'm going to bind my son. He's my son after all.
所以最后呢，她眼脸色都变了，就说呢，最后呢，就下定决心了，她说呢，我一定要把他绑住，不要呢，周围的这些牧牛女取笑我，因为我就算我的届时几年呢，我也要绑住他，因为他是我的儿子。
Then feeling compassion for her, he allowed himself to be bound just by the rope from her hair.
所以呢，因为呢哈，出于呢哈，他的这个呢，就是说呢，对他母亲哈，对他这个奉献者的哈，这个呢，恩慈了，这个怜悯。那么呢 ，Krishna 允许他哈，最后呢，绑住他，他最后用他头上的一根绳子，就把他绑住了。
And Gurudev explained that the reason the rope was 2 inches too short before was to teach us something.
所以顾队在这里面哈阐述这个呢，逍遥时光这个钥匙的时候呢，提到了哈这个两个手指长的话呢哈是有呢哈这个意义的。
There's two things that are required in any endeavor to become Krishna conscious.
也就是说呢，成为 Krishna 知觉的这个努力中哈，一定具备两个东西。
One is our endeavor, and the other is Krishna's mercy.
一个呢哈是我们的努力，另外一个呢哈是 Krishna 的仁慈。
And begging for Krishna's mercy.
而且呢，哈去啊祈求啊，去求他的仁慈。
And Gurudev gives the example. Do any of you know the example of the cat philosophy and the monkey philosophy?
大家应该听过哈一个例子，就是说呢，猴子的逻辑和猫的逻辑啊，
Can you raise your hand if anybody knows that example?
都知道哈，有谁知道猴子的逻辑和猫的逻辑？应该听过。
Do you want to tell everybody?
Yes, tell us.
Can you tell? Mukara.
Mukara 讲吧。
I don't know if it's Mukara.
Yeah, Mukara.
No, it's Mukara.
Mukara.
Because Mukara is short for Makara Vinda, which means that Giriraj Govardhan has a face like a lotus. And so Makara doesn't mean anything, it's Mukara Vinda. But Mukara is Radharani's grandmother.
Mukara.
Mukara. Mukara.
Mukara. Mukara.
I think he's eager to tell also.
Hmm?
He's eager to tell.
Oh. So who would like to tell, Sham or Mukara? Oh,
you two, you tell. Sham, tell.
Loudly?
Loudly.
Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly. Loudly.母亲去照顾去哪里反正就是在那里他母亲总是用嘴抓住他那个脖子的大小的他总是依赖母亲母亲总会带到他所以他 不用努力他的逻辑就是不用努力那么好子的呢就是说他很不放心他就说总是觉得不安全时时刻刻的通过自己努力抱着母亲的怀抱里面去哪里他的老部他的腰他在那边肚子就是他的逻辑就说 不安全又努力不相信这个母亲怎么样呢叫他自己努力那两个逻辑是刚刚相反
is the cat's logic is like dependence on the mother you know the mother will do everything for him for the cat and the kitten logic. The monkey logic is like he's not feel unsafe, must try, and then holding the mother. Otherwise the mother may be let go.
If he falls.
Yeah.
Good, thank you, Shay Shay. Good. So then Krishna gave the proof that for the soul there's never any birth or death, so don't worry about that.
So Krishna 给出了这个例子呢，讲到了哈，这个灵魂没有生没有死哈，因此呢哈，不需要忧虑。
And then he told Arjuna that Arjuna, you were giving the argument that you're a Kshatriya, and all your relatives will think that you've been compassionate to them, and that's why you didn't kill them, and so you'll be able to rule and be happy with them.Kshatriya, a warrior.
Yeah. You are the...
You're saying that as a Kshatriya, as a warrior, I should be non-violent and not fight with my relatives, and then I'll be able to, I should have compassion for them, and then I'll be able to enjoy with them. That's what you just said, Arjuna.
那么Krishna 就反驳他，他说你作为Sathiri的话呢，你认为呢你不需要采取暴力想与他们一起就是说呢享受你的王国
But even by that argument, you're wrong.
虽然这一个论点的话也是错误的
Because you should know that even considering your specific duty as a Kshatriya, you should know that there's no higher thing for you to do than your duty.
那么对于他说对于萨蒂里来说的话呢没有任何东西的比执行他的职责的话呢更为重要的
You think that your relatives are going to be grateful that you didn't kill them.
你以为呢你这亲戚的话你不杀他他们就感恩戴德。
But actually, because a Kshatriya's duty is to fight, if you don't fight, they're just going to think you're a coward and make fun of you.
但是实际上的话作为萨蒂利你是要作战的如果你不作战的话呢人家会以为你是个懦弱的。
And you won't be able to enjoy with them anyway.
而且实际上你不论怎么做呢也是不能够与他们一起共享王国。
So,From all points of view, Krishna was showing Arjuna that if you don't follow my instructions, you can't be happy, no matter how you look at the thing.
从不同的角度的话呢，哈 ，Krishna 实际上呢，向阿朱呢，哈，就彰显了一点，就说呢，你如果哈不追随我的训示的话呢，实际上你无论怎么样子哈，是不能够快乐的。
Because you're fighting a religious war and you're on the right side, whoever you kill, he'll go to heaven.
因为你这样进行了一场宗教的战争呢，所以无论你杀的是谁他们都将飞升天堂。
Or if you lose, still you go to heaven, and you'll be able to enjoy in the heavenly planets. And if you win, you'll be able to rule the whole earth. So anywhere you look at it, if you don't follow my instructions, you're lost.
所以呢，这里面讲的无论你是战胜你能够呢享受这个地球上的王国，和你战败的话呢你能够得到天堂的这个呢享受，两者都是呢你要去作战。
In fact, in a later chapter, Vasanti will tell you that verse. Krishna says, if you follow my instructions, then you'll be successful, and if you don't, if you act by false ego, you'll be lost. What is that verse?
One who works out of consciousness of me.
I give all protection from danger.
They can...
I free you from all obstacles.
You can overcome all obstacles by my grace. But one who works out of false ego, not remembering me, is not hearing me is completely lost.
那其中这个师姐讲到了如果一个人全然自觉我if one doing conscious about me.
Mm-hmm. You're always thinking of.
If you're listening to what I'm telling you now and you're conscious of me, then by my grace, you'll overcome all obstacles.
那么藉着我的恩典你将克服所有障碍。如果一个人出于假我而行动的话呢 ？If one out of false ego.
And if instead by false ego you don't hear me, then all of your activities are defeated and you're lost.
那么如果不聆听我的话你将会迷失或者说失败。
Okay, so we got through most of the first and second chapter, 7:25.
Too late.
Now we'll ask if there's any final questions.
我们讲大概讲第一章和第二章的一些细节那么有没有问题的？因为这课差不多要结束了，7:30。
Or ifs, ands, and buts. You know that you have that here. Ifs, ands, and buts. Can you say that?
We don't have it.
Don't have this.
Any doubts? Any confusions, any...
Just additives.
Anything,
Additives.
Additives, anything to add.
She would always say,
something. You may have He said, why Krishna will establish the five Pandavas and kill all the other 100 sons of Dhritarashtra if he is creator of the universe?
I don't understand the question.
这个问题不是很清楚他是宇宙创造者，他为什么不？
Are you asking since he created both Arjuna and the other party?
他为什么要起这个战争？要这个战争
来杀？
来重新又要建立五个国王。
He wanted to use the war to create this order, new order, like establish the.
Since he can do anything without endeavor. Why did he go through the whole war?
Yeah, create the whole war and establish new order.
He's telling Arjuna in the next chapter, the third chapter, that I'm teaching whatever great men do, common men follow in their footsteps. So I'm teaching how to be a world leader in Krishna consciousness by my own example. And if I didn't set this example, the whole world would go to hell. Because they wouldn't have anybody to follow. So I'm teaching by my example.
所以在第三章的时候Krishna讲到了他是以他自己的榜样让世人跟随的。
We're in the world, so Krishna's teaching how to be successful in the world.
所以我们在这个世界上呢Krishna教导了如何在这个世界上成功的。
He created the worlds.
他是创造了这个宇宙。
So he can destroy whoever he likes without any problem.
他也可以呢毁灭。
But he wants Arjuna to be his instrument so that his devotee will be glorified.
但是呢他想阿朱呢成为这个工具让他得到荣耀。
And since the world is here, he wants his devotees to be in charge. But he has to teach his devotee what it means to be in charge. He's showing us what it means to be a devotee so that we can follow. He's allowing us to hear the conversation. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit.
就像这个圣典薄伽瓦堂这本书呢，是由哈帕里什大君，就是舒克德波沙米呢，向帕里什大君呢讲述的。
Maharaj Parikshit was the king of the world.
当时帕里什大君也是世界之王。
And he was a Krishna conscious leader.
也是一个具有不省自觉的这个呢圣王。
When the leader is Krishna conscious, there's no severe heat or cold, and all the beings in his kingdom get along well, even the tigers and the deer.
那么据说的话呢，一个国王如果具有不省自觉的话呢，他的这个呢，气候都是风调雨顺的，不冷也不热，然后呢，所有的臣民都是相安无事的，甚至老虎跟鹿都能够和谐相处的。But
Krishna arranged a very strange event.
但是呢，Krishna会安排一些奇怪的一些事件。Once
when Maharaj Parikshit was out seeing his kingdom, which was the kingdom of the whole world.
当时呢，帕里什大君巡视他的这个整个国土，整个世界，他在吃国王。He
felt very thirsty, so he went to the hermitage of a sage to ask for water.
他呢，当时呢，口渴了，去到一个圣人的这个灵修的茅屋那里，去恳求呢，就一杯水，布施一杯水。But
that sage was in deep trance of meditation, so he didn't hear the king.
但是呢，这个圣人进入了这种很深的这个入定里面了，所以他不能够听到这个国王的请求，要杯水喝。So
by the will of the Lord, even though King Parikshit is usually a very peaceful person and wouldn't care if he got a drink of water or not.
所以呢，急着主的意愿，实际上呢，Parikshit大君的话呢，Parikshit王是一个很心平气和的人，不会因为有没有得到一杯水喝而怎么样的。
Because a pure devotee is never disturbed by heat, cold, happiness and distress, hunger or thirst, honor or dishonor.
因为奉献者是不会受冷热，还有毁誉，喜乐，苦乐这些东西所影响的。
But by the will of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit became the Lord's instrument for a very important thing.
但是因为主的意愿，Parikshit大君成为一个很重要的事件，是一个工具。
So he became angry at the sage and he said, you dare to insult the leaders of the kingdom?
所以他变得愤怒了，对这个圣人，他说你竟敢去羞辱这个世界的王。
And with his bow, he picked up a dead snake and garlanded the sage with a dead snake.
所以他用一个剑挑起那个死蛇，挂在了这个圣人的脖子上。
So then, and he went away. And then the sage's son came and saw the dead snake.
那这个圣人的儿子回来的时候，看到他父亲的脖子上挂了一条蛇。
So his son also had a little bit of mystic powers.
那么他儿子也是有神通的，有这个神秘力量。
So he could understand what happened.
他明白这个事情的原委，怎么回事。
So, but he was also very immature.
但他也是不成熟的。
And on the bodily platform.
也在这个躯体的概念上。
So he went with his friends, and he zipped some water and said some mantras and he cursed the king to die. How dare he do that to my father?
所以他就用一些水净化之后，他就诅咒国王，说你竟敢对我的父亲。
He cursed the king to die in 7 days by a snake bird, the bite of a snake bird.
我诅咒你被一条鸟蛇咬掉而死。
So the king was powerful enough because he's a pure devotee. He doesn't see the difference between heaven and hell, life and death. He's transcendental.
这个国王也是一个纯粹奉献者，也是看破了生死和天堂和地狱的。
And a pure devotee is powerful enough to counteract the curse and recurse the person who cursed him.
而且一个纯粹奉献者是足以，他可以抵消别人的诅咒，并且重新再诅咒这个人，他也是有这个能力的。
But instead, he was thinking, okay, I offended the Brahmin and his son has cursed me. Very good.
但是呢哈，相反的话呢，他接受了哈，他说呢，那好哈，我既然冒犯了这个婆罗门哈，他的儿子诅咒我，那我接受。
He didn't blame anybody.
因此呢哈，他不再呢哈责怪任何人。
Before that, when he saw a cow and a bull, and the bull was beaten in three of his legs, he asked the bull, "Who did this to you?"
当时哈，当他巡逻这个世界的时候，看到一头公牛啊，被哈就是鞭打哈，只剩下一条腿哈站着了，他就问这个公牛哈，你是啊谁鞭打你
？And the bull didn't blame anybody.
这个牛呢也没有责怪任何人。
He saw it as the will of the Lord.
他也看到的哈，这也是主的意愿。
So then Parikshit Maharaj told him, "O you who are the personality of religion in the form of a bull."
啊，那么这个 Parikshit 大君呢，就对这只公牛说了哈，他说你实际上是宗教原则的化身啊，你这个牛的形象化身。
You're teaching by your own example that one who points out the perpetrator of an evil deed is as guilty as the person who perpetrated the evil deed.Because he didn't recognize Krishna, and he goes to the same destination as the perpetrator of the evil deed. One who points out, he did it. One who points out the perpetrator of an evil deed.
Perpetrator.
Means the person who did it.
Okay. Yes.
Of an evil deed. He goes to the same destination as the person who goes to the evil deed.Who did the evil deed because he's not recognizing Krishna as the source. So he'll also go to hell.
所以的话呢哈，这里面有一个很要紧的一句话呢，讲到了哈，如果你指出了别人做的邪恶的行为啊，实际上你跟那个啊从事这个邪恶行为人去到地点是一样，都是地狱，都是地狱啊，因为你不没有你，因为你没有呢完全辨认到呢 Krishna 的意志啊。
So similarly, Parikshit Maharaj himself didn't blame.The son of the sage for cursing him.
所以的话呢，帕利加君呢，并没有呢哈去呢哦指责啊这个呢诅咒他的哈这个婆罗门的啊儿子啊。
He saw it as the will of the Lord.
他把他视为呢哈至尊主的意志。
So that he renounced his whole kingdom and prepared to sit down for 7 days.
所以呢，他
的 last 7 days of his life to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
他呢哈就呢放弃了哈这个王国了哈，弃绝了，然后呢坐下来哈聆听呢圣典佛教法堂哈7天7夜。
So Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken 5,000 years ago to Maharaj Parikshit.
所以呢5000年前的时候呢哈，这本经典的话呢，就由呢哈这个呢Sukadeva Goswami向呢哈 Parikshit 大君呢讲述。
And after 7 days, he was bitten by the snake bird.
啊，确实呢哈，7天之后呢，他被一只鸟蛇呢哈所咬死。
But the snake bird didn't kill him because he had already left his body before he was bitten.
但实际上呢，这个鸟蛇并没有咬死他哈，而是呢，他在这鸟蛇来攻击他之前呢，已经离开这个世界了。
And where did he go?
他去到哪
？To Goloka Vrindavan.
啊，去到 Goloka Vrindavan.
He was even more advanced than his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami.
他甚至呢哈，这个位置呢，比他的灵性导师哈 Sukadeva Goswami 更高。
Because in Parikshit Maharaj's Vrindavan body, he was a gopi.
因为 Parikshit 大君在 Vrindavan 这个身体的话呢，是一个牧牛女啊 ，gopi 的身体啊。
So why did he go through all this?
所以为什么他要经历这一切呢
？And why did Krishna make this happen to his pure devotee?
为什么哈 ，Krishna 会令到这一切发生在一个纯粹奉献者身上呢
？Because he wanted Srimad Bhagavatam spoken so that the whole world would benefit.
因为他想这本圣典魔教法堂的话宣讲出来啊，以让呢世人都受益。
Even though Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken 5,000 years ago, now 5,000 years later, it's still purifying the whole earth planet and giving peace and prosperity to the earth.
所以的话，尽管哈这本经典是5000年前哈宣讲的，但是实际上至今为止的话呢，这本经典哈都带来了哈这个呢啊，就是说净化这个世界哈，带来那种呢纯洁和呢哈这个呢真正的哈繁荣啊。
In one of Srila Prabhupada's purports, he says that.Now, as I'm writing the purports to Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a war between China and India. Because they're sharing the same border.
当时呢，帕帕德呢哈在写这个佛教法堂这个要旨的时候，他说现在呢哈，中国跟印度的话呢，正在进行一场战争哈，就是呢麦克马洪线那个战争哈，就是为了这个边界啊，跟中国和印度这个边界争议哈，这场60年代的。
Before Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, China.For millions of years, China and India were very good friends.
啊，那么在此之前，实际上呢，中国和印度的话呢是非常友好的啊，友善的邻邦啊。
So why is there war now in Kali Yuga?
为什么卡利年代现在有不同哈？这个又有这些战事呢哈 起来呢？争议呢？
Because of the systematic propaganda to stop the glorification of the name and fame of the Lord.
因为呢，这是一种呢，有体系的反对呢，去荣耀神呢，就是说呢，这个呢，这个反宗教这么说。
So besides showing the glory of Maharaj Parikshit, Krishna wanted to give the world Srimad Bhagavatam, so he did it through this means.
In order to...
Besides glorifying Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna wanted to give Srimad Bhagavatam through his pure devotee to the world.
所以呢，不仅是为了荣耀他的纯粹奉献者和Parikshita君，而且呢，通过他的话呢，他想把这本圣典佛教堂和给予世人。
So similarly, Krishna wanted to speak Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
因此的话，同样的话 ，Krishna 的话呢，想对阿朱娜宣说这个国家梵歌。
So he arranged that all the sinful people will come together.
所以他安排了这场就是说呢，让所有罪人都在这里云集。
For mass massacre during the war.
为了呢这个呢，这个呢全世界这个主人呢就是说被控制者这个位置。
And so that the whole world would hear Bhagavad Gita and become free from.The grief of material conception of life.
因此呢，整个世界呢都得到这个机会去聆听国家梵歌而呢消除了他们这个呢世界的这个悲伤。
Does that help?
这个有没有帮助到你理解这个事情这个背景？这有时候是主的一个安排来的。
好，
我
问你，就是刚才说怎么理解，就是说就把这些师节呢，就是应用到对。
How can we understand that when we apply these verses into our service to Guru and Krishna?
How can we understand what? Apply.
When we apply the verses into the service to Guru and Krishna, then we can understand it. I think you mentioned about when we do service and pray, then we can understand.
Yeah, and as we say the verses or read the verses, we pray that let the thing become real in my heart.
Also, when we do service to Guru,
pray that these verses.
只有刚才他提到的是说呢，当我们呢去祈祷，并且呢从事对 Guru 的服务的时候，我们才能够明白这个细节的含义。是这个意思，我不知道你那句话是怎么听来的。
You can apply the example here of the monkey and the cat, simultaneously endeavoring to show that I want mercy and simultaneously praying for mercy.
好像没有提到你那个观点。
That I can apply the verses.
提到你这个观点。他提到的观点是说呢，当你去祈祷，并且从事对咕噜的服务的时候，这经典的这个知识，这种细节的意思才会向你揭示出来。
We can't apply the verses up by our own power.
实际上，我们不能够通过我们的力量去能运用这种细节的，或者是真正去明白。
So we serve the mission of our guru to show that we want to be able to apply the verses.
所以我们呢去服务我们咕噜的使命啊。以呢去呢尝试的就是说呢将这种世界运用到我们生活里面去，这样是真正去觉悟它的。
And at the same time we pray that I'm helpless and I'm so fallen that I have no ability to apply these verses unless you give me mercy.
同时我们去祈祷也感受我们自己的无助就是祈求这个恩典的话呢让我们能够呢真正的将这种世界里面的这个奥义的话呢运用于我们的生活里面。
In that connection, there's a very nice verse to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is in the Mangalacharana section of our Chinese songbook.
那么呢，这些在我们的这个呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Mangalacharana. A prayer to him in the Mangalacharana section of our songbook.
在我们歌本里面
page
对呢，那个马哈巴布的一个祈祷文里面也提到了。
Maybe it's page 11.
No, 8.
Page 8.Can you all look on page 8?
第八页。
Second verse under Shrimad Bhagavatam.
吉祥祷文第八页对马哈巴布的这个祈祷文。
So first you can read the English or Chinese together.
可以念一下这个中文。
This is why we sing all the songs.To get this mercy.
所以我们唱这些歌呢，也是为了获得这些恩赐八页Mahaprabhu, Srimad Mahaprabhu.
Samsara.
No.
Samsara, Dukkha Jala.
It won't be in the glossary. If you're looking in the glossary. Under the Mangalacharan. Page 8. But it's not in a song. It's not a song. It's just a verse.
It's in the Mangalacharana.
after Hare Krishna, you know, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It says three verses?
Yeah, the one that's Samsara Dukkha. So now we'll all say it together. Now we'll all sing it together. It's good to sing all these songs in the Mangalacharna every day. Because it helps us in developing our relationship with Krishna and Mahaprabhu and all the devotees and all their associates. So can we sing it all together? And Vasanti will lead us. Samsara dukkha jalajo patitasya kama krodadina karma karaita vali kritasya durvasana nigaritasya nirashayasya chaitanya chandramava dehi padavalambam. You already did the translation? So that way, praying that I'm so helpless that I want to apply these verses, but my hands are tied behind my back with the chains of wicked desires. I want to apply these verses, but I'm under the ocean of material existence, being eaten alive by the alligators of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. So therefore I need your mercy. Does that answer the question? So we should end now because it's late? Okay, we're going to end now. And we'll chant for 1 minute, Hare Krishna.
Should it be really short?
Buddhist separation move. That one?
That's not a minute. That's not a minute. Mm-hmm.